we have a lot of missionaries that travel around the world preaching the gospel, but today I would just like to recognize the ones from that are going to Brazil. And their names are Frank and Darla Brim, Jerry and Atalaya Lance, Tim and Betty Hawkins, John and Nelia Yell, True and Diana Hawkins, Ruth Burton. Those are just some of the missionaries that travel all around the world to preach about the gospel because there are a lot of people that don't know about God and that when they die, they might go to hell. I just want to pray for them really quickly. So everybody bow your head and close your eyes. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day and thank you for all the wonderful blessings, Lord, that you have given us. And I pray, Lord, that you would just bless these missionaries, Lord, as they travel around the world and just preach to the world so that people won't go to hell. And Lord, I just pray that you would just help them financially and whatever their needs, Lord, that you would just help them. And I just pray, Lord, that they would bring more people to the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to say a few facts about Brazil. Brazil is the country with the most Catholics in the world. Over 60% of their population is Catholic. The other 40% are other religions, and 8% are atheists. And Brazil is the fifth largest country in both population and geography. And the continent that it is in is South America. People speak Portuguese in Brazil. And what Brazil is known for, it mostly is for their Amazon rainforest and the Amazon River. And one of the seven wonders of the world is in Brazil, the Christ Redeemer statue. Recent events that was taking place there, probably one of the big ones was the Summer Olympics in 2016, which is held in Rio de Janeiro. But the next Olympics will be held in Tokyo, Japan, 2020. That's all I have to say for today. Just pray for these missionaries, because they spread the word to the world. Thank you.
All right, please remain seated. Turn your hymnals to page 596. Stand up for Jesus. On the first,
stand up for Jesus, these soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till
second,
stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, forth to the mighty conflict, in his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes, let courage
on the last.
Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victory song. To him that overcometh, life shall be
hymnal songs, page 249. Y'all may be seated. On the first,
what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.
On the second,
for my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. But the blood of Jesus.
On the last,
this is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
All right, one more psalm, page 247. Are you washed in the blood? On the first,
have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are you blameless, spotless? White as snow, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
On the second,
are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
On the last,
lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. It's a fountain flowing in the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Great singing, everyone.
Ha 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 ha! but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men.
And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself even unto death, unto death of the cross.
Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name,
again. Turn your hymnals to page 275, and after every verse we'll be asking someone to say a blessing or a testimony that happened to them this past week. Page 275. Jesus is coming again. On the first,
marvelous message we bring, glorious carol we sing, wonderful word of the King. Jesus is coming again, coming again. Coming again.
One more hand. Mama. Oh, yes, brother,
yeah,
Jerry.
That's a big problem tonight.
All right, man.
See ya. We don't want to miss a friend.
That's true, amen. Yes, sir. Prayer for the offertory. DeAndre, may you please pray for the offering?
Okay, so. okay. Let's all turn our Bibles to Isaiah 41:10. Please stand in the honor of God's word. Verse 10. Yeah. It says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Okay, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this wonderful day you gave us, Lord. Please, Lord, pray for my preaching, Lord, for it to go well. Pray for you, Lord, to calm my nerves. Give us a good day. In Jesus' name, amen. All may be seated. Okay. So, this world is a fearful place. Ever since man has fallen through sin, ever since Adam and Eve has fallen at the Garden of Eden, sin has entered into the world and has corrupted our everyday lives. And ever since then, this world has been filled with fearful things, such as when we're going about, we always have to think about our surroundings, we have to be cautious. Sometimes we're afraid of our loved ones. We're worried about them if they're probably across the ocean, probably for those families who have like military and stuff like that. Some people who worry about diseases and stuff. But I would like to say to those people who are afraid that even in these fearful situations, there is a God who is there for us. So, in this beginning words in this verse in Isaiah 41:10, it says, "Fear thou not." Now, if you think about it, it's weird how the Lord tells us this, to fear not in a world where there are diseases, there are crimes, there are shootings, especially in like large crowd areas like this place as churches and like malls and schools. But in the next few words, it says, "For I am with thee." See, the Lord says, no matter in what situation you are, no matter where you are, the Lord is there. No matter who loves you, if everyone is against you, even if the whole world is against you, the Lord is there for you. I remember, some like missionaries, like in Brazil, like how Jandre has said.
Right, yeah.
So, just like them, they, as he said, there's all Catholics around them, and since Brazil basically is like a Catholic country, some Christians there might feel discouraged as they're like the only ones there. They may feel discouraged as they are surrounded by these people who do not believe in their own beliefs. This is what the Lord is saying. I am here for you. So in the next few words, it says, "Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." As it says here, no matter what trials, no matter how hard it is, no matter how impossible it may feel like to you, it is never too impossible for God. There is no trial that is too hard. There is no trial too big for God Almighty. So, In the next few words, it says, I will strengthen the EA, I will help the EA, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now here, when I was studying this one verse, I realized he basically was just restating whatever he was saying in the previous words, like, fear thou not, for I am with thee, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will uphold thee, yea, I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He's basically restating himself twice in this one verse. So I was wondering to myself, why would you have to restate yourself two times basically in the same sentence or the same paragraph? So I basically put into my own perspective, in what situation would I have to restate myself, or would I have to repeat myself in order for someone to another person? Well, I would have to restate myself or repeat myself to a person who's either forgetful or a person who basically does not listen to me like at first. And it's true, because some Christians, we don't listen to God until we actually have to learn through the hard way, when we're finally hit with that trial, when we lose a loved one. Also, it shows in Proverbs chapter 2, it says from verses 1 to 2, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. See, it doesn't matter if you memorize and then you don't apply it unto your life. What's the point of memorizing the Ten Commandments if you don't even follow them? What's the point of memorizing God's word if you don't even apply it unto your Christian life? You have to think about that. Like, an illustration was, I've been in a basketball team for, I think, 4 years. And all those 4 years, we've only won one game. Okay? It's really sad. Now, in this illustration was, in our training, we would make plays, we would train our shooting, we'd be taught to do this and that, to pick screens, like, in order so that we can, like, shoot for the ball. But then, when we were actually put to the situation, when we were actually in the game, we disregarded all of that. We disregarded all the training, all the plays that we've been doing over the past few months. And that's how it is with some of us Christians. We go to church. Yes, we listen to the Sunday school teacher. Yes, we say amen to the preacher during the sermons and stuff. But once we leave the church, we completely disregard that. We don't apply it onto our lives. We only apply it to our lives when we're at church. So, at church. So going back to Isaiah 41 verse 10. Isaiah 41:10. Lord tells us to fear not and to be not dismayed, for he is there. He wants us to remember that he is always there, because some Christians, they may feel intimidated. Like, for example, if they're at a job, their boss probably is like an atheist, he doesn't want Christianity, and he goes up to you, says, give up Christianity or give up your job. And at that moment, that Christian completely forgets that his final authority isn't his boss, but his final authority is God and the Bible. And that's what happens to some Christians. when they don't fully apply these verses, when they don't fully apply the Ten Commandments, when they don't fully apply the lessons that they learned from Sunday school onto their hearts. Yeah, and I would like to close with this. Remember that in any situation that may seem too hard for you, no matter where you are, the Lord is there for you, and that it'll never be too hard for Him. Thank you.
Wow, that's a blessing, right? Isaiah 41:10. Precept upon precept, line upon line, that's what the Bible says. Wasn't that a blessing to see the young people take over? Amen. Amen. Pretty soon I'll be able to retire and move on to another. Amen. We had a young person on the piano, we had special number, the offering and everything, they took over. A few years from now, they're going to look back when they are grown-ups. They're married, hopefully, to one another. Amen? When that time comes, guess what? God's going to use them. Even if it means that they stay here or they go to another church, the experience that they get from doing that, God will be able to use them, whether it be in the song leading, playing piano, singing a special number, and preaching. They'll be able to take that home with them and wherever God leads them. It's now, oh, that was a long message. It's now 6:08. Tonight, I would like for our church to appreciate the Hod Walkers. I am so thankful for having them, to God for bringing them into our church. When we first came over, a few months later, they also moved and joined our church. I got to tell you, one of the things that not so much scared me, but concerned me was whether or not I was going to get help. And I did get a lot of help, not just from them, but from a lot of you. But I am so thankful for Brother Gary and Sister Sandra. One of the memorable events that we've had was the summer camp, right? We had a summer camp where Brother Gary works. It was unforgettable because we lost electricity and it turned black. But nevertheless, it was a blessing. It was a blessing that he was willing to accommodate us, gave us a location to have a camping. I'd like to, for us to be able to do that again. But on top of that, I wish I could number one by one what they've done for Chula Vista Bible Baptist Church. Been a big encouragement to me and my wife. You know, they're always just willing. They would come inside the church. You'd see, if you notice that the flooring is glowing, like there's a glass over it. When you come to church on a Sunday, we just see the product, but sometimes we never, you know, we never think, well, we notice it, but we're wondering, well, somebody must have done it. Well, that somebody is Sister Sandra. Okay, I gotta tell you, apart from that, Brother Gary, we had a tree back there that was creating an issue with the neighbor, with all the leaves that's falling. Him along with the trustees, just willing. I had actually asked him to be one of our trustees prior to finding out that they were moving, but obviously God is leading them somewhere else to go back home to Alabama. So I'm saddened by the fact that they're leaving our church, but I'm happy because I know that anywhere they go, they will be a blessing to whoever pastor they serve with and any church they serve with. So let me call Brother Gary and Sister Sandra. I'd like for them to say a few words and say goodbye to our church members. This night is for you. Amen. Gary. Yes, Sister Tina. Sister Sandra. I'd like for you to say a few words, Brother Gary. Say a few words, Sister Sandra.
You know, we've only been here for a little over 2 years now, just right after Pastor took the church. God called us here to work. And we've been working together for God for nearly 48 years. And we've raised our children to be, we have a son-in-law who is a deacon in the church. We have a son-in-law who's a youth pastor. We have glorious children who serve the Lord. And it's because of this woman right here. You know, she's the fire behind me. She pushes me to do things. But I don't need much pushing. But she's been there with me through thick and thin for the last 47 years. And I just praise the Lord for her. And I praise the Lord for this church. You will never, never know the place that you hold in our heart. It's been a glorious time here. We've enjoyed ourselves here. We've had just time after time again that y'all have blessed us. And we have tried to be a blessing to you. Anything you need, there's a house in Alabama where you can sleep if you're a traveler.
Amen.
And for those of you don't know, we bought a ranch in Alabama, 20 acres, with a nice house and a barn that's 300 feet long. Has 8 horse stalls and 2 horses. And we'll be getting more horses and different animals there. So anytime you're in Alabama, you got a place to stay. No problem. Thank you.
I'd just like to say thank you for accepting us. Miss Ruth, she's been a blessing. She has allowed me to sing for the very first time in church. But I said it was from the heart, and she helped. And we just want to say thank you.
We do have some food for our fellowship from here on out. We bought some chicken from Royal Mandarin.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't know what that place is, it's probably one of the best places here in San Diego for chicken. Amen. But seriously, church, it's their last Sunday. There will be a driving, Sister Tina. They'll be driving on Wednesday by 10 o'clock in the morning. right as soon as traffic slows down a little bit. It'll probably take them about 4 days to get to Alabama, stay in a motel along the road. Let's pray for their safety, and let's pray that God will continue to use them in any church that they will be going into. Okay, let's bow our heads down and pray. Brother Pat, can you lift up your voice and pray for the hot water? Brother Gary, yes, sir. Does anybody want to share any testimony about the Hot Walkers? Anyone that has come really, besides Brother Steve, he's also from Alabama. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother Steve. Anyone else? Sister Ruthie?
I just want to share from my Sunday school class. Though they're leaving, they're still investing in art class. They had a little competition for the kids to do some Christian service things for $100. Whoever meets a certain amount of points. But it's not really, it's a motivation for them to grow as a Christian. But they donated that to invest in our kids' lives, even as much as they won't be physically present. So.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else has a testimony? Sister Sally? Times our bathrooms were clogged, and we actually had to repipe the plumbing. We drove the plumbing towards the backyard. It was the Hot Walkers that was volunteered to take up canvas. Some plumbers, even today on their last Sunday. You know what Brother Gary told me, if you don't mind, Brother Gary. Today is their last Sunday here. First thing he said to me, Pastor, I think we need to put a block on that. The shrub, because the kids would be running behind the shrub and they're knocking off the wires for the water irrigation system. It's their last Sunday here, and yet he still cares about our church. Amen. Does anyone else have a testimony about the Hot Walkers? Brother Rommel? Yes.
Brothers and me, so they could go out to work and not have to worry about us.
going. It's only 6:20. So anybody else? We're waiting for the. We're waiting for a couple more things to arrive, Mama. Sister Faith. Brother Roger's maintenance buddy is going away. He's everybody's maintenance buddy, actually. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Is the food here, Sister Faith? Not yet? Okay, why don't we do this? Sister Sandra and Brother Gary, can you stand by the foyer? Tina, with the kids too. Stand by the foyer, Anna, right there, and then so that the church members can individually, thank you. Sister Ruthie?
My dad wants me to sing a song to you.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I usually would sing this with my siblings, so hopefully I remember it, because it kind of comes together when I'm with them, but it's okay. Okay, it goes, may the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your blessings 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet, till we meet again.
Let's as we are close in prayer, I think I asked Brother Pat, can you close us in prayer, please, Brother Pat? And pray for the food as well as we...